If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on a crucial topic, I think. One of the enemies of your soul. How many know there are enemies that constantly fight against you? Paul called it the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. It's a fight. We're constantly in warfare. I want to share on the enemy, or one of the enemies of your soul, unbelief. Unbelief. Matthew chapter 13, verse 54. And coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where did this man get all these things?" And the Bible says in verse 57, and they took offense at him. Can you imagine? They took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown and in his own household." Now look at verse 58. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Wow. I guess they thought they knew Jesus. They knew his family. And they couldn't believe that this was the Son of God and he was doing miracles among so many. And here he is coming back into our town. Who is this guy? You know, we can become so familiar with everything that happens around us and even in the church that we can lose sight of who we are serving this morning. Hallelujah. We are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace. And can I say it this morning? The Almighty God. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Almighty God. It's incredible to think, as the piano was playing in the basement, it's incredible to think that Jesus was limited in what he could do because of a spirit of unbelief. Think about that this morning. Jesus, God in the flesh, was limited in what he could do because in the people was a spirit of unbelief. Hello? Did you know this morning before we pray, did you know that unbelief or doubt can dampen and hinder the work and the flow of the Holy Spirit? Let me say that again. Unbelief or doubt can dampen and hinder the work and the flow of the Holy Spirit? Father, I just pray this morning that nothing would stand in the way today of what you want to say to us in this house, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would speak to us so clearly this morning. Father, that you would speak to us so clearly this morning, that without a shadow of a doubt, we would know that we have heard from you today in Jesus' name. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Unbelief or doubt, my desire this morning is that we would eradicate every element of doubt within our hearts and let faith arise from within us in the name of Jesus. You know, doubt is something that can take hold of us so easily without even knowing. I want you to look at a scripture this morning from Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Number one, doubt can stand in the way of answered prayer. Doubt can stand in the way of answered prayer. We all want our prayers answered. We pray about something. We want to see the answer to it. But look what Jesus said about prayer and doubt. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Can I say it again? I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt. Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Hallelujah. You say, I don't have any doubt. Sometimes, you know, doubt lies deep in the heart. We pray something, and in the back of our minds, we say, I've been praying that a long time. I don't think that's going to happen. That's doubt. Right? Why do I even bother to go to church? It doesn't change me. That's doubt. Why would I even think about going to the prayer meeting? I've been going to prayer meetings for such a long time and nothing changes. That's doubt. That's doubt. Hello? Why bother coming to the front again for healing? I've come so many times and nothing's happened. That's doubt. Because you don't know that next time that you come, the healing is going to take hold in the name of Jesus. It's doubt. That's all doubt. Jesus said, have faith in God. You have faith to believe that mountain can be taken and thrown into the sea. Do not doubt. Believe that what you've prayed is going to come to pass. It's going to be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, Jesus says, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Hallelujah. Isn't that what the Bible says? Isn't that what the Bible says? It doesn't say pray and then have doubt. It says, pray and have faith. Hallelujah. How many know that when you pray, God's listening to you? He is inviting you to come and to lift your petitions to God. Why would God bother to do that if he wasn't interested in answering that prayer? But he wants you to have faith. Look what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. In other words, if we're full of doubt and unbelief, we can't please God. If we come in prayer and we doubt and we wonder if God can answer, that doesn't please God. God is pleased when we come to him in faith. Hallelujah. Knowing that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask or even imagine. You see, the problem is not with God. Can I say that again? The problem is not with God. The problem often lies within our own heart. Do we really believe that what God's word says is true? That this book is not just a collection of fairy tales, but this is the truth of God's word. We can stand upon the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. We can stand upon them. The Bible says that God never lies. Hallelujah. And if his word says something, we can stand upon it and believe it in the name of Jesus. But look what it says here. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. I mean, anybody can pray a prayer, right? We see that at the end of emails sometimes, or we see them on tweets. My prayers go with you. Have you ever thought in your heart that when people talk about praying, they're not really doing it? Hello, someone. They just say it. It's just part of God bless you and have a wonderful life and I'm praying for you. No, they're not. In many situations, they're not. We're talking about politicians now. We're talking about officials that talk about prayer. You know why people don't pray? Because they don't believe that God exists. They don't understand the greatness of who God is and the mighty one of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. When you get a revelation of Jesus Christ and you get a revelation of the power of Almighty God, hallelujah, that he sits enthroned in glory, hallelujah, you are going to pray in faith, believing that God is able to do it in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen, somebody? I mean, does God exist or he doesn't? You really believe there's a God? Do you really believe that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you? That your sins are forgiven? That you can have a relationship with the Father? Hallelujah. that when you pray, he listens. Hallelujah. He is there. Glory to God. He's not a figment of our imagination. He is alive this morning. He lives. You don't have faith in nothingness. You know, it's so interesting. The political environment today, nobody can mention Jesus. I think it was Elizabeth May that they asked her on CTV News, they asked her, who's your hero? And she said, Jesus Christ. And then later she apologized and said, you know, I misstepped. I shouldn't have said that. You know why people don't want to mention Jesus? Because he's alive this morning, hallelujah, and he holds us all accountable for the truth that has been released to us through the message of the gospel. We're all going to stand before God one day. Mentioning Jesus brings us back to our own mortality, that we are going to die. Are you hearing me? The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. Do you believe God exists? And that he rewards those who seek him. Hallelujah. He rewards those who seek him. Are you hearing me this morning? Someone said, why bother? Why keep going and praying night after night? Pastor, why are you doing that? Because I know God rewards those who seek him. Hallelujah. Why do you get up every day and pray? Why do you open your Bible? You know that when you pray, there's a reward coming. What is that reward? A fuller revelation of who he is. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you were going to say more money. I thought you were going to say a bigger car. No. The greatest reward that we as human beings can receive is the fullness of the revelation of who God is. Hallelujah. When he begins to show up in our room and begins to reveal things to us, hallelujah, that is the greatest reward we can ever receive. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in his sufferings, that I may know him. Glory to God. Secondly, this morning, unbelief must be identified and confessed. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. You know, this is kind of an interesting story. Because Jesus pauses here as the boy is on the ground, rolling around and foaming at the mouth. Jesus pauses and asks his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. No, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? This is really an interesting story. Because something entered that child at birth. And notice what it says here. From childhood, and it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. you know, there are some children that I believe need deliverance. Are you hearing me? And in this story, Jesus identifies a child that needs deliverance. How many know there's a lot of children in our society today that need a Holy Spirit deliverance? And the Spirit wanted to destroy this child, casting him into the fire and the water to kill him. This is an amazing story. You know, I've had parents come to me and say, not in this church, but I've had parents come to me and say, I don't know what to do with my child. But they're only young. But they're so wicked. What's happened? Friends, I still believe that God can deliver people in the name of Jesus, whether young or old. God is still in the deliverance business, if I can say that term this morning. He is able to set people free in Jesus' name. Father says, but if you can do anything, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can. That's what God's saying to us this morning. If I can. Are you saying, if I can? Are you really thinking about what you're going through and you're saying, if I can? Jesus said, all things are possible for the one who believes. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him who believes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you'll have faith this morning, God is more than able to do what you've called upon him to do in Jesus' name. Immediately, the father of the child cried out. And sometimes we have to cry out. Just like this father did. He said, I believe. Help my unbelief. God, deal with the unbelief in me, O Lord. I cast it at your feet. Let that unbelief die in me this morning. And let faith arise in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have to identify the doubt that's still lingering in our own hearts and say, God, I confess it to you in the name of Jesus. There's some unbelief inside of me, and I confess it right now. Cleanse me of it, O Lord. Cleanse me of that unbelief in the name of Jesus. And let my faith become stronger and stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus. Because you know what? Unbelief is a spirit. And it's always attacking us when we pray. Are you hearing me? It's the inclination of the natural man not to have faith in God, but to have faith in self. That's why prayer is so humbling. Because you're not putting your faith in yourself anymore. You're putting your faith in God. Hallelujah. You're putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe there's unbelief here this morning. Can God really bring a revival? Can God really bring an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to Creston? Is God still able to heal the sick? Is God still able to raise the dead? Is God still able to deliver those that are bound? I want to say to you in the name of Jesus, yes, He is. And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, He rebuked. Look what it says here, the unclean spirit. Can you imagine? There you are as a parent. And Jesus of Nazareth is casting a demon out of your son. He said, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." You know what we need in this church? We need some deliverance to take place. Are you hearing me this morning? There are some people in our community and maybe even in this church this morning that need to get delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. They've been listening to lying spirits for so long, but I declare unto you the truth of God's word this morning, that He loves you and He cares for you and He has a plan for your life. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Addiction is a spirit. That's why the devil has all these cannabis shops opening up in Creston. Are you hearing me? That's why we've got all these things happening across our country. Because we've opened the floodgates of evil. But friends, we have authority and we have power in the name of Jesus. And if someone wants to get free, if someone truly wants to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and they're bound, there is enough power in each and every one of us this morning to see them released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Unbelief is serious. If undealt with, doubt and unbelief can grow and become a serious problem in somebody's life. Look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse... Well, you know, I'm just human and I just have a lot of doubts Let's bring them to the cross in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's bring them to the cross in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's take those doubts and bring them to God in the name of Jesus. And let His blood wash them away in Jesus' name. Can somebody say amen this morning? Is His blood powerful enough to cleanse us from doubt? Sometimes when I get in my car and I'm driving to the church for the prayer meeting, the devil whispers in me, "What are you doing that for? Why bother? I'm not doing any good." Because he wants us to look at the natural things around us. Are you hearing me? But it doesn't matter what the natural says to us. We know what God's word says. And I choose to stand upon the word of God. And I say to the devil today, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to keep on praying, and I'm going to keep on confessing, and I'm going to keep on standing on the word of God that is yes and amen in Christ. Says here, take care, brothers. Brothers. Now that's an interesting term, brothers. That means he's not talking to the unsaved. He's not talking to the unbelievers, or some people like to call them the pre-saved. Whatever term you want to use, I'm not talking to them. He's talking to us. That's why the term brothers is used. Lest there be in any of you, wow, in any of you, an evil, unbelieving heart. How is that possible? How can a Christian, a born-again person, have or develop an unbelieving heart? The process of time, circumstances that come, how we handle them. But look what it says. Leading you to fall away from the living God. Friends, that's what unbelief wants to do to each and every one of us. It wants to capture our hearts, cause us to stop having faith, to start questioning God's word. So that Satan can take us away from everything that God has for us. Don't let the devil do it. Don't let unbelief root itself in you. Pray and say, God, cleanse me today. Purify me. Do you know how many people I've pastored that are not serving the Lord anymore? Friends, neighbors, pastor friends, people who have given up on God because they started to question God's word and wonder whether it's true or not. Friends, this world has nothing to offer us. Are you hearing me this morning? This world has nothing to offer you or to offer me. Friends, we have a great salvation this morning. That's what Hebrews talks about. How can we abandon so great a salvation? He has delivered us. He's given us His Spirit that lives within us. He's given us His word to confirm His promises. We have everything we need to live a godly life in Christ Jesus. But take care, brothers, lest there be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. Friends, that's why developing our faith is so important this morning. That's why reading the Word is so important. That's why fellowshipping together and praying together is so very important. Oh, God.
Father, as I come to the end of this message, Lord, I pray that you would examine us today. You would examine our hearts this morning. Lord, is there any doubt in us? Is there any unbelief in us today, O God? We want your Holy Spirit to reveal it to us, O God. Lord, we don't care how small it may be, how minute it may be. We are praying this morning that the Holy Spirit will reveal, Lord, any small little, what we would consider insignificant, unbelief in us. And Lord, we lay it at the altar. We lay it at the foot of the cross this morning. And we ask, O God, that your precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, would cleanse us of it. Come on, somebody. Lord, that you would cleanse us of all unbelief in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us of all doubt this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. And let our faith grow strong, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many prayed that prayer as I was praying it? Can I see your hand this morning? How many prayed that prayer? In the name of Jesus.